Good morning, everyone. It is my great honor and privilege to share with you my understanding of Nembutsu teaching. Most of the Honkanji temple in the state of Hawaii will observe its annual Eitaikyo service in November. This special service is known as Sangha Memorial Service here in Hawaii. The true meaning of this Eitaikyo is translated as Eternal Generation Sutra. Eitaikyo is a service of chanting sutra for generations as an act for the benefits received from our ancestors. As a minister, I have many opportunities to observe, officiate the memorial services at different locations, and I usually express my sincere feeling of gratitude and appreciation to the deceased person in my memorial services. The reason why we participated in the memorial services are because families are able to gather together and listen to the Buddha Dharma and thus express their sincere gratitude to the deceased members. For one memorial service, the family asked me to chant the English version of the sutra. The family requested that I chant Gassho to Amida, because their grandchildren were attending the services. It was important to the family members that their grandchildren understand what we are chanting at the services. The Gassho to Amida is not the real sutra, but most of the Honganji temples in Hawaii have adapted this for use at our Sunday morning services. So I provided the service books and ask them to chant together with me at the family memorial service. When I start chanting this Gassho to Amida, I couldn't hear their voices. However, slowly their family members started chanting with me, and I was able to hear their voices. At the memorial service, I expressed to the family that when we call Amida's name, Amida is calling us too. This means Amida and we are one with the guidance. As you may know, that sutra is Buddha Shakyamuni's words, which we call Dharma, and this is a teaching from the Buddha. Originally, sutra were written by the Sanskrit, then centuries later made their way to China. Chinese monks translated the sutra into Chinese. Then, centuries later, the sutra arrived in Japan. The Japanese monks used similar sutras to those from the China, but read sutra using Japanese pronunciation and translated them into Japanese. So some areas are a bit different from the original. However, translations are not always perfect, even if it was transmitted from India to China. The most important thing is for all of us to receive Buddha's sincere guidance in our lives without having any doubt. Here in the Western world, especially Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii, we adapt English version of the sutras. Through the English translation of the sutra, though imperfect from the original Buddha's guidance, many of our temple members are able to understand Buddha's teaching. One of the three principal sutras of Jodo Shinshu sect, the smaller sutra on the Buddha of infinite life. The smaller sutra describes a debate between Buddha and his disciple named Shariputta. Buddha explained to Shariputta about the Pure Land of Amida. Shariputta then told his disciples as follows, "Thus I have heard from the Buddha." So when we understand the smaller sutra is telling us, we sincerely wish to be born into the Pure Land of Amida. As you may know, all the sutra that we have today were not written by Buddha himself. Rather, they were written several hundred years after Buddha's death. Many of the Buddha's disciples gathered together to share what they had learned from their teachers about Buddha's guidance and compiled it all into the sutra files. At that time, they didn't have a computer, so they wrote all of Buddha's guidance onto the inside of spirit bamboo poles. Many of Buddha's followers spent many years to standardize Buddha's teachings within the sutra files. Yes, all of the Buddha's followers were leaving these precious guidance to the next generations. The late Reverend Taido Matsubara of Komaza University commented about our present sutras as follows. Today's sutras are probably a bit different from Buddha's original words. The sutras were established 500 years after Buddha's death. However, many of the Buddha's followers shared what they heard from the Buddha when Buddha came to the villages. Unfortunately, as time passed, the words of the Buddha can change from what the local leaders heard. Also, there is nothing to keep the records on. Despite this, the local leaders and the followers were able to pass down the important points of Buddha's teachings from generations to generations for 500 years. Another problem was there are so many different dialects and many villages use different languages. So these variations in translation and language left different interpretations and understanding of Buddha's teachings. However, many of Buddha's followers tried to follow the Buddha's teachings as their true guide. When we growing up, we received sincere guidance from our parents and grandparents. It is amazing that we remember of their wonderful guidance that we receive as good memories. I sometimes ask people the following questions at the memorial services. When you close your eyes and think about your loved ones, are you able to recall them? Do you think you can share with me your memories of them? Then the family member said, my ojiji, grandpa, my obaba, grandma always said, gambare, gambare, which means do your best and hang on, don't give up. These great words of encouragement from our ancestors held strong in my heart and mind, even if both my ojiji and obaba had passed away many years ago. I think I didn't want to lose their memories, wisdom, and guidance. It's all my great treasures. Our Issei and Nisei pioneers sacrificed their lives to leave us a wonderful legacy. They left a foundation that we can build on for our children. And those great pioneers' wonderful slogan of Kodomo no tameni, for the sake of our children, made their spirit so strong and active. While we are growing up, we all heard Gambare. Now, we as a parents and grandparents are telling similar words to our children and grandchildren for them to become strong. We are passing the great words to the next generations. In collected works of Shinran Shonin, in the passage from Land of Happiness, he said, who have been born first, guide those who come after, and those who are born later join those who are born before. Like this passage, we are able to follow in our ancestors' great footsteps or path in our daily lives and pass it on to the next generations. When observing the Eitaikyo, It is a wonderful opportunity for all of us to remember our Nembutsu pioneers' great efforts, and it is a time for us to hear and learn the Buddha's spiritual guidance that leads us to realize we are guided by our great Nembutsu followers' wonderful wishes. And once we are able to realize this, we would like to pass it on to the next generations as our faithful gift. Through our sincere minds and care, our children and grandchildren are able to learn our thoughtful and sincere minds, which we call magokoro in Japanese. Regardless who you are, your sincere heart and kindness action will awaken the people's mind, and all of them will able to feel the great legacy of Amida Buddha's infinite wisdom and compassion. The great wisdom and compassion of Namo Amida Butsu will open our eyes, and it will guide us the path of the truth that we all are able to walk with a great mind of joy and gratitude. That is the reason why we observe this Eitaikyo service from generation to generation with a sincere mind of gratitude. May we all share our great guidance of the Nembutsu with our children and grandchildren and rejoice in the spiritual happiness with others. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.